After renewing Apple's sense of its own identity, Jobs needed a product that could bring about the company's financial revival. He had a new vision of what computers could be, and it centered on an unknown Apple employee, British designer Jonathan Ive, who'd been working on an unusual prototype for a new computer.
He went into Steve's office and came out 10 minutes later and sort of leant against the wall, not quite believing what he'd heard, which was, we're going to stop everything at Apple and we're going to make this prototype of yours here. And Johnny said, you do know that the prototype is transparent and you see all the things, that's how I want it to be. Steve said, sure.
This is iMac. The whole thing is translucent, you can see into it. It's so cool.
Jobs and Ive had put the design of the computer center stage. It created quite a stir.
It looks like it's from another planet, and a good planet. A planet with better designers.
Behold this extraordinary transparent object. It was friendly. I didn't see anything to say. It looked like a nice thing to own.
The back of this thing looks better than the front of the other guys, by the way.
This was a desktop computer, but conceived as a thing of pleasure, ironic fascination. It meant that, you know, a computer wasn't just a dreary piece of office equipment.
They looked so good, you kind of want to lick them.